Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we've been talking about Halloween all week month, and trick-or-treating, pretty much everyone is doing this weekend. Maybe there's a few on Halloween, but we're doing it this weekend. You're doing it this weekend. I'm talking about cities.
Cities, right. Cities. 9 out of 10 are trick-or-treating this weekend.
On Saturday, yep. Yeah. So we're doing it on Saturday, and as we were talking about this, DZ, we were talking about leaving the porch light on, and how I said, if the porch light is on, that means the house is a go.
Trick-or-treatable.
Whether it's light out or dark out, if there's no porch light on, they aren't giving out candy. We don't go to that house. We keep it moving because the walk up the driveway is just another exhaustion, okay?
Well, which people still don't listen to that, though, man. They light on or off, I'm knocking on the door to see if you're getting candy.
Annoying. Don't do that. Yeah. Porch light on means we have candy. Porch light off means we do not. So then somebody texted in. From North Shore, I remember they signed it because I copied and pasted the whole text. I was like, oh, it's on
so
now.
You're calling them North Shore?
Yes.
So North Shore wrote in.
Pinky and out. Said that they keep the porch light on, but they don't answer. And then they laugh from upstairs at everyone down there. And they call that their trick and not their treat.
So they got inspired from yesterday. Wait a second. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they purposefully make people think that they're trick-or-treat friendly so that they can watch people make that long walk up the driveway.
Because we talked about how the guy left out an empty bowl because the kids always take it, but he leaves a note to make himself look good, like that he
take one piece.
Pretends like he left out candy and he never did. That was yesterday's. This is even more diabolical in my opinion. This is way worse. The note is you trying to look neighborly and lying about it. This is just being a jerk.
See, but you stand
jerk move.
You stand in 10 toes on it.
That's why you're probably going to defend it, right?
The other day, you know, he was trying to make himself seem like the hero, giving himself some weird complex of like, well, at least the neighbors think I put candy out. No, this dude is 10 toes going, bleep, y'all, come knock on his door. No, true. I'm not going, and ha-ha, I'm watching from the second story.
I remember when I was like 12, it was probably the last year I trick-or-treated, and my dad took me. I remember walking around, which is funny. Like, why was, you know, who 12. Knows? I was probably 11 or 12. And I remember my sisters were long out of the house because I was the youngest.
Right.
And I remember going up to this house in our neighborhood and knocking. I'll never forget this. And then hearing like a laugh, and then they opened the door and it was a kid. Like it was like somebody in like high school. So a little bit older than me. So it was some high school doing something similarly. Like it was very much
basically
like this.
Them laughing.
But then they would open the door and give candy. Like it was like really the similar
thing. So they faked you out, but they still gave you candy.
Would give you candy.
They'd wait until you got all sad and turned around. They were like joking.
I know they didn't say joking. Because it was like a teenager. But I've never forgotten it is my point.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying is. Like, this is so mean. Like, think about it. You go up to someone's house. You're just, like, on your happy trick-or-treat day. And they're like, ha, 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 you look stupid. Hi, here's some candy. Like, it's sick,
that
right?
That is a little bogus. It's really sick for a kid, right?
What? It's like, now as adults, we're like, oh, my gosh, what a tool. But and it was a girl. It was a teenage girl. I'll never forget it.
I was picturing a mean little boy. No, it was a girl.
It was, like, probably a teenage girl. Because I was 11 or 12.
Mean girl vibes, for sure.
And her parents clearly weren't there.
Right.
But again, I was a kid. So I'm saying, like, you know how sensitive kids are and how, like, once they start being aware of the people around them and you're laughing at them, it's just mean.
It is
You're
mean.
Just a jerk.
It is mean-spirited. But
it is. It's not funny.
I go back to what a caller recently said. They went, you just go to the next house. It's such a short memory. Like, for you, you're thinking, ha-ha, right? Very sad. And you remember this experience. Mm-hmm. But tell me you didn't just go to the next house and get candy. And then the next house and get candy.
But, dude, did I ever forget it? And look at me now.
Look at you now.
30-some years later, I still remember that. I couldn't tell you much else about trick-or-treating. That one experience sticks out from childhood. Isn't that funny?
You couldn't tell me the next house and what candy you got at the next house.
But you could
tell me that experience.
I can tell you what house looked like and what that girl looked like. Uh-huh. And that's it. I couldn't even tell you what street I was on.
See?
Isn't that funny?
But the experience still stands.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I'm torn because it's not jerky. It's actually funny. But then when you have an experience like this.
Or I didn't forget it.
And it's a lifetime later and we're no longer kids and we're still remembering. Because, I remember. And I remember the guy, for example, as far as mean trick-or-treating goes, when I was in high school, walking around with friends.
Yeah.
And the dude denied me trick-or-treating. He was like, you're too old to be trick-or-treating.
I hate those people.
You'd rather me be out here tricking What you trying to do? Because I can remember this house. Don't remember, not much. I remember his face.
You remember that.
I remember his house, and I could take you there right now.
And you felt...
I felt disrespected.
Totally.
And he straight up opened with the candy bowl and said, you're too old to be trick-or-treating.
What a jerk.
Just because I was a 16, 17-year-old with a goatee. So? You want me to be messing with your house instead?
Right. Do you want me to mess... You want me to be out trick-or-treating or doing something else?
Now you're catching me in my feels, bro, because I want to say not the jerk. Because this is hilarious to me to stand up there and laugh at people.
I know.
Making them think. It's the part of the trick part.
Until you're on the other side of it and you're like, that wasn't so fun for me because I was a kid. Like, now, as adults, we'd be like, forget it. We'd move on with our life and clown them back.
Yep.
But as a kid, you're just like, well, that was mean. You laughed at me. I dressed up and then you laughed at me and then I was supposed to go to more houses and I'm like a little kid going, what's wrong with me? Because kids are, you know, we're very easy to mess with.
We're just trying to have fun as kids and here y'all go trying to dictate our lives.
Yeah.
Dang.
Awkward, right?
Mad awkward.
So basically, the Am I the Jerk today from North Shore, who likes to leave the light on and then laugh at people when they come to the door from inside, you jerk.
Kind of funny.
Are they the jerk? That is the question today.
I'm going to say no.
You would.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say definite jerk. And we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so North Shore wrote in.
North Shore?
Texted in and said they love to leave the light on and then not answer and laugh at people from the inside of the house. That is so mean, in my opinion.
For trick-or-treating is bogus.
You're
this ain't Motel 6. Don't leave the light on, man.
Hell no. Hell no. Michaela's in Sheboygan. We'll just start with her first. She's 16. She has an opinion on this. I said, well, you're perfect for this.
Well, Michaela.
Yeah, turn your radio down, Michaela.
Listen
How are
the phone.
You?
Talk
How
to
are
us.
You?
Hello, I'm good.
Okay, so is this person the jerk for leaving the light on, laughing at people, and not even giving out the damn candy?
Yes, I think they are very much a jerk because I have siblings, and if I saw that, I would be a little mad. Like, at least give out some candy afterwards. Be like, haha, I tricked you. Now here's some candy. You have great costumes.
Okay, you got to turn the radio down. Okay, pull her down. She's turning the radio down.
She says jerk.
But she says jerk. We appreciate that, Michaela.
Thank you, Michaela.
Have a great day. All right. So,
I get it.
Yeah.
But if you're on the second floor, what are you going to do? Build a candy luge to throw candy down? I like the trick aspect.
I can't even.
You've seen what I'm talking about.
I actually heard what you just said for once. I'm dying having the vision of like the
a candy luge. Where you're like on the second floor, like, JK, great costumes, though. Here's a Snickers bar.
We were really laughing at you. We were just trying to have fun.
Whee!
Oh, that's funny. All right, let's go to Kyla in Sheboygan, who's on day two now of calling.
Sheboygan's hot out here.
Dude, we are hot in Sheboygan.
Day, shout out
I
to
know,
day two.
Sheboygan. I know, Sheboygan is coming through.
Yeah.
Lisa in Sheboygan is going to be upset she didn't get through. She's been trying so hard.
Lisa is going to come for you. So what is your opinion, Kyla?
Go.
What is
I think this person is a total jerk. Like, I called in yesterday. I don't know why it's so hard for people to follow the rules on trick-or-treating. Turn your light on, hand out candy.
Yep.
We're in Wisconsin. It's cold as heck usually on Halloween.
Sure.
So making people do this and then laughing at them just to be mean is awful.
Just jerky
I
move.
Have a teenage daughter. I would not allow her to just laugh at people to be mean to them.
Right.
Yeah, it's a total jerk move. Turn your light off or turn it on and give people candy.
Okay. Yep. And I'm respecting the answer, but I do got to say, as a now official locked in Milwaukeean, I had no clue that in Wisconsin it was the leave the porch light on. I just thought
I
you like left the door open.
Wisconsin thing. I think it's a Halloween thing, period, because as a kid, that's how I knew it. As a kid, it was always, if the light's on, you can go, and if it's not, they're not participating.
I didn't grow up like this.
Exactly. It's the universal rule.
I thought
in
it was
what
universal.
Neighborhoods?
All of
you,
them.
You, gotta, you guys are operating under the construct that we all grew up with the same lifestyle. We did not.
Your parents didn't tell you or didn't know one or the other.
Yeah.
I'm like, because somebody
we're
told
from
me.
Another country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you got, like, we never knew that if you got the light on, it was okay. That was not the concept that I operated on.
Mm.
I just assumed every house I'm going to knock on.
Yeah. No.
Yes, but you don't leave the light on and then laugh at people that come to your house. That is not what you
that
do.
Part,
That's
Kyla.
A total jerk.
Bet. Kyla mad.
Kyla's like, here we go.
We'll talk to
That's
you tomorrow.
So mean.
Day three tomorrow,
I agree.
Kyla.
Thank
Sounds
you, Kyla.
Good. I'll talk to you guys then.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, that's everywhere with the lights. I grew up like that in California. So it's just one of those things nobody ever told you, which is messed up.
And I mean, I know I'm not the only one, obviously, because
Now somebody said, nope, it's not. I grew up in Waukegan and never heard of the porch light. Well, I grew up in Illinois and I heard of the porch light. So I don't know what you guys want me to tell you.
Maybe it was a Waukegan thing, dog, because I grew up out there too. It could be a Waukegan thing.
That's so funny. All right, last but not least, our girl, Amanda's in Racine.
Uh-oh.
She'll round it out pretty funny, I think. Amanda! Amanda, you're one of the OGs of the theme songs, okay?
Couldn't be bad if you tried, fam.
Girl, please.
Well, thank you.
It was great. Somebody texted in and said, our block did balloons growing up. That's cool, but we're not talking about balloons and lights at the end of the day.
No.
Is this person, because we don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Did you ask me that, Amanda? Somebody asked me.
I didn't ask you.
Somebody
that.
Asked
I don't think
me.
It really matters.
It doesn't. Somebody off the air asked me, is it a guy or a girl? And I said, it doesn't really matter. It might have been Kyla asked me off the air, but we don't know. It doesn't matter.
No, guy or girl. This is the same energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what do you think, Amanda? Is this person the jerk for leaving the light on and then laughing at people when they knock from inside?
Yeah, I'm rounding this out. I'm sweeping it. They're absolutely the jerk.
Mm.
I mean, so obviously these people have not made a 2-year-old little girl cry before.
Oh,
and it's very sad because we went to our local park before, like a few weeks ago, and somebody turned her away and she was bawling her eyes out.
Oh.
And you know what? Then she talked about how sad she was the whole night that she couldn't go to the park.
See, you're
these people haven't done something like that before.
Not the babies.
Not the youngins. Amanda, why'd you do this?
Right.
You know it automatically makes us go, oh.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
I feel
that
bad. Somebody screwed over her little Savannah, and I'm not okay with
now
that.
Now I'm triggered.
See?
And you know what? When we go trick-or-treating, everybody, you better give the Peapod and the Rainbow Kitty some candy, okay? That's who they are for Halloween.
The Peapod and the Rainbow Kitty.
Oh, my God.
So when you see them.
Halloween costumes, baby, at Walmart. That's who they are.
Load the sacks up, baby. Load the candy sacks up.
We're doing, like, PSAs. We're doing leave the light on. If you see Amanda's kids, give them
leave
candy.
The light on.
I mean, we are on a roll today for Halloween. Don't laugh at people.
Do you know where your kids are? I'll hear all the PSAs.
Luckily, mine are 11 and 13, and I don't anymore, and it's great.
And it don't matter.
And I don't care.
And she like it that way.
Woo! But I know where DZ's kids are.
Hey, at least somebody does.
That's
Amanda.
So funny. All right, Amanda, thanks for calling, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you
back.
Too.
Peace.
So, jerk, universally.
Sweep City.